In our series, Learn German with Radio Deutsche Welle.
Lern Deutsch bei der Deutschen Welle.
You can now hear
Deutsch, warum nicht?
German, why not? A radio language course by Herod Meser.
Hello and welcome back. Today you can hear Lesson 17. I still have a suitcase in Berlin. Ich habe noch einen Koffer in Berlin. In the last lesson, Andreas and X were on their way to Berlin by train. During the journey, they passed through many different parts of Germany. Listen again to what Andreas said about the industrial area of the Ruhr, and listen out for the conjunctions und, aber and sondern, which are used to join sentences.
Ja, hier gibt es sehr viel Industrie. Und hier leben sehr viele Menschen.
Industrie?
Ja, früher gab es hier sehr viel Stahl- und Eisenindustrie. Und vor allem den Bergbau. Aber heute ist das anders. Es gibt immer noch viel Industrie, aber man fördert weniger Kohle. In Bochum baut man Autos. Aber das Bier aus Dortmund gibt es immer noch. Und der Himmel ist nicht mehr grau, sondern wieder blau.
Today we're going to introduce you to a few more aspects of Berlin to help you gain an impression of the city. You'll hear various recordings of songs, excerpts from plays, and people talking to create a picture of Berlin as it was in the past and as it is today. To begin with, listen to some of the sounds of the 1920s and 30s, a time when Berlin was a center of culture and new ideas in Germany. Lots of writers, scholars, musicians, painters and cabaret artists lived in Berlin. In 1871, the city became the capital of the former German Empire. And in the 1920s and 30s, it was so famous that a song was even written about the Berlin air, Die Berliner Luft. After 1933, when the National Socialists came to power, many artists were banned from performing. However, in one famous cabaret, Die Katakombe, artists criticized the Nazi regime, at times openly. One of the very famous cabaret groups at the time were the Comedian Harmonists. Listen to this excerpt from the song Mein kleiner grüner Kaktus, My Little Green Cactus, performed by this group.
Was Ungezogenes spricht, dann hol ich meine Kaktus und der stich, stich, stich. Mein kleiner grüner Kaktus steht draußen am Balkon. Hollari, hollari.
In 1934, the Comedian Harmonists were banned from performing because three of the members of the group were Jews. Many other artists were banned from performing too. Writers were persecuted and their books were burnt. Many artists and intellectuals emigrated, most of them to the United States. Among them was the writer Thomas Mann. In 1945, after the end of the Second World War and the defeat of the Nazis, Thomas Mann gave a radio address welcoming, as he said, Germany's return to humanity. This is an extract from his address given on the 10th of May, 1945.
Deutsche Hörer, ich sage, es ist trotz allem eine große Stunde, die Rückkehr Deutschlands zur Menschlichkeit. Sie ist hart und traurig, weil Deutschland sie nicht aus eigener Kraft herbeiführen konnte.
As a consequence of the Second World War, Germany became a divided nation. The country was divided into two German states, the Federal Republic of Germany, die Bundesrepublik Deutschland, in the west, and the German Democratic Republic, die Deutsche Demokratische Republik, in the east. The city of Berlin was also divided and was like an island surrounded by East German territory. As more and more people in East Berlin were fleeing to the west, the communist government of East Germany erected the Berlin Wall in 1961. The wall cut right through the center of the city. The Soviet Union supported East Germany, while the Western Allies supported West Germany. In 1963, President John F. Kennedy visited Berlin and made his famous speech, during which he said,
Ich bin ein Berliner.
The people of Berlin are renowned for their sharp wit and sense of humor, which is known as Berliner Schnauze or Berlin Lip. And throughout the time that Germany was divided, from 1945 to 1990, they didn't lose their sense of humor. Here's a short dialogue between two Berliners. The woman wants her husband to do the shopping, but he doesn't feel like it. Just listen to the sound of the Berlin dialect.
Kannst du mal einkaufen gehen?
Was soll ich?
Einkaufen.
Ich? Wieso denn das?
Wieso nicht?
Ich hab keine Lust.
Ich auch nicht.
Hör auf. Ich glaube, das reicht nur, wa?
But it's not just the Berlin dialect that survived. Berlin has also remained an international, multicultural city, which has always been home to people of many different nationalities and religions. Poles, Dutch, Italians, Huguenots and Jews. Today, the largest foreign community is made up of... Well, listen first and see if you can identify this language.
Merhaba.
Merhaba, buyurun.
Bir döner verir misiniz?
Buyurun, afiyet olsun.
Sağ olun, hayırlı işler.
The language you heard being spoken is Turkish, and today Turks form the largest foreign community in Berlin. Turkish workers were invited to come and work in Germany in the 60s. Many of them have stayed on, and their children were born in this country. Those who emigrated from Berlin before and during the war never ceased to long for their city. Marlene Dietrich, the famous actress and singer, emigrated and became an American citizen while the Nazis were in power in Germany. After the war, she sang this song, describing her feelings of homesickness for Berlin.
Ich hab noch einen Koffer in Berlin. Deswegen muss ich nächstens wieder hin. Die Seligkeiten vergangener Zeiten sind alle noch in meinem kleinen Koffer drin. Ich hab noch einen Koffer in Berlin.
In 1990, Marlene Dietrich was living in exile in Paris. When she heard about the reunification of Germany and the end of the division of Berlin, she expressed the wish to be buried in her home city. She died in Paris in 1992 and was buried in Berlin.
Denn wenn ich Sehnsucht hab, dann fahr ich wieder hin. koffer in Berlin.
Let's listen once again to some of the words and music particularly associated with Berlin. And the first of our impressions of this city is a piece that's typical of the sort of music played in Berlin in the 1930s. And now the song about the famous Berlin Air.
Das ist die Berliner Luft, 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 so mit ihrem vollen Duft, 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 wo durch selten Wasser, Puff, 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 in den Duft.
The next song is by the Comedian Harmonists.
Mein kleiner grüner Kaktus steht draußen am Balkon. Hollari, hollari, hollaro. Was brauch ich rote Rosen, was brauch ich roten Mond. Hollari, hollari, hollaro.
The German writer Thomas Mann, who was living in exile in the United States at the end of the Second World War, made this radio address following the capitulation of Germany in May 1945.
Deutsche Hörer, ich sage, es ist trotz allem eine große Stunde, die Rückkehr Deutschlands zur Menschlichkeit. Sie ist hart und traurig, weil Deutschland sie nicht aus eigener Kraft herbeiführen konnte.
President John F. Kennedy said these memorable words during his visit to Berlin at the height of the Cold War in 1963.
Ich bin ein Berliner.
The next dialogue is spoken in the unmistakable Berlin dialect.
Kannst du mal einkaufen gehen?
Was soll ich?
Einkaufen.
Icke? Wieso denn das?
Wieso nicht?
Ich hab keine Lust.
Ich auch nicht.
Hör auf. Ich glaube, das reicht nur, wa?
And this is an extract from a conversation in Turkish.
Merhaba.
Merhaba. Buyurun.
Bir döner verir misiniz?
Buyurun. Afiyet olsun.
Sağ olun. Hayırlı işler.
Finally, this is Marlene Dietrich singing her famous song, I Still Have a Suitcase in Berlin.
Ich hab noch einen Koffer in Berlin. Deswegen muss ich nächstens wieder hin. Die Seligkeiten vergangener Zeiten sind alle noch in meinem kleinen Koffer drin. Ich hab noch einen Koffer in Berlin.
Well, that's all for today. In the next lesson, you can find out more about the city of Berlin and its history. So join us if you can. Until then, it's goodbye for now.
You've been listening to our language course, Deutsch, warum nicht? A production of Radio Deutsche Welle in cooperation with the Goethe-Institut in Munich.